Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Patricia A. Hearn, H-E-A-R-N-E. Address is 480 Weymouth, W-A-Y-M-O-U-T-H, Way, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 650-255-8307. ID is XXX XXX9632. Date of birth is 9/28/1935. 86-year-old, widowed. Woman, insurance is Medicare / State Farm. Pharmacy is Walmart / Humana mail order. Phone is 800-379-0092. And then below that should say caregivers. Lorene, L-A-U-R-E-E-N, Lane, L-A-N-E, Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, Bersoni, B-E-R-E-S-I-N-I, - daughters. It is addressed to 1-800-VLADIMIRRISTICHPA-C, Florence Health - Chico, 100 Independence Circle, Suite 100, Chico, California, 95973-0258, phone 530-332-8877, fax 530-399-0154. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of dementia with behavioral difficulties, subparagraph, family reports, acting out behaviors, wandering, angry verbalizations, reduced cognition and capacity. Dear Vladimir and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Patricia Hearn for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. As you are already aware, Patricia recently moved up here from the Bay Area, where she was under the care of another neurologist who had started her on memantine and donepezil after neurological evaluation demonstrating evidence for degenerative dementia with imaging findings suggesting a vascular etiology. New paragraph. Today, I reviewed the results of her open systems imaging MR brain procedure showing evidence of an old right PCA infarction with prominent gyriform susceptibility artifact from prior stroke or contusion, a cortical defect in the vasogenic edema in the anterior medial aspect of the left frontal lobe. She has evidence of extensive confluent periventricular white matter hyperintensities with multiple scattered punctate cystic foci and minimal scattered subcortical white matter foci. New paragraph, there are diffuse areas of subarachnoid / gyriform susceptibility artifact, most notable in the frontal lobes anteriorly and inferiorly, as well as the left frontal lobe medially and the left occipital lobe posterior medially. New paragraph, there are multiple scattered punctate foci susceptibility artifact in the periphery of the temporal lobes, as well as the occipital lobe, right parietal lobe, and the cerebellar hemispheres bilaterally. New paragraph, the basal ganglia unremarkable. New paragraph, the thalami are unremarkable. There is hippocampal atrophy bilaterally. New paragraph, there is ventricular dilatation with patent ventricles and cistern. Midline sagittal image demonstrates normal anatomical features. Intracranial flow voids were unremarkable. New paragraph, she has incidental findings of bilateral lens extraction. Normal orbits with patchy paranasal sinus mucosal thickening with air fluid levels in the maxillary sinuses, parenthesis sinus disease, right mastoid air cell opacification, and trace left mastoid air cell opacification is also identified. New paragraph, these findings are consistent with contusion slash infarction, primarily the left frontal lobe, anteriorly right paraoccipital lobe, posteriorly and medially. Extensive subarachnoid and cortical susceptibility artifact with multiple scattered interaxial foci can represent trauma, subarachnoid hemorrhage, or cerebral amyloid angiopathy. New paragraph, there's extensive white matter changes, multiple scattered small chronic lacunar infarctions, signal changes in the pons from sequelae of microangiopathic disease, associated ventricular prominence, acute and chronic maxillary sinusitis, and right mastoiditis. New paragraph. Her laboratory testing, provided with your office, showed a normal complete blood count. Normal chemistry panel with renal functions. Dyslipidemia with elevated LDL and non-HDL cholesterol. New paragraph. Neurological today was accomplished by interrogation and inspection. New paragraph. She has severe difficulty in knowledge retention, including evidence of difficulty with short-term memory, reduced insight, difficulty with behavioral misunderstandings, and mood lability. New paragraph. She is able to ambulate successfully without serious ataxia. New paragraph. Her cranial nerve function appears to be normal. There's no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Clinical presentation with diagnostic findings of ischemic and other etiologies for vascular dementia with findings of hippocampal atrophy suggesting risks for Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. Recommendations. In continuing her diagnostic evaluation and survey and for purposes of further care, I'm having her to complete, with the help of her daughter, the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life Questionnaires. New paragraph. Home overnight sleep testing will be performed to exclude suspected obstructive sleep apnea syndrome contributing to her dementia and decline. New paragraph. With her clinical history, we will obtain a clinical history of dizziness, recurrent transient dizziness. We will obtain a cardiology evaluation. New paragraph. Pulmonary evaluation will be accomplished for findings of pulmonary insufficiency. New paragraph. Laboratory testing for dementia evaluation will also be completed. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations.
Hello?
Hi, this is Walgreens calling with a reminder about your refills. Your refills will be ready for pickup next week. If you'd like to make any changes, press 1 to speak to a representative now. Or give us a call.
Under recommendations, today in review of her current medications that are available, it's not entirely clear that she is continuing on her memantine that will be refilled with the donepezil for a month's supply with refills locally at Walmart. New paragraph. I am seeing her for neurological reevaluation and assessment with the results of her testing, including a NeuroQuant brain MR imaging study for further evaluation of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. I will see her. I will send a follow-up report at that time with recommendations for further adjustments of her regimen and signs with my professional signature.